We know fairy tales are very old, but it seems some are even older than we thought, much older. Dr. Jamie Tirani is an anthropologist at Durham University, and he's written this latest study on fairy tales. So how old, Dr. Tirani?
Well, good morning. Thanks for having me on the show. I'd like to start by saying that I was a co-author on this study with a wonderful researcher in Portugal called Sarah Graça da Silva, who did a fantastic job on this project. She actually got the funding for it. So these fairy tales that we've looked at, we've been able to trace back really thousands of years, probably sort of 4,000 to 6,000 years is the origin of many famous European folk tales, stories such as Beauty and the Beast.
What, 6,000 years?
Yeah, going right back to the Bronze Age. We've been able to trace the transmission across generations of these stories much further back than is generally recognised.
So obviously transmitted orally.
Yeah. For the large part, yeah. So it's only fairly recently that these stories have been written down.
Really, and by recently, you mean?
Well, it's early modern times, 16th, 17th centuries, when you see the emergence of the literary fairy tale. And there's been some debate among scholars about whether perhaps these stories actually originated at that time. Maybe they were literary inventions that then spread to these rural areas which folklorists have studied, and that these oral folktales are actually corruptions of literary stories.
Because I have to ask you, if they weren't written down 6,000 years ago, obviously, how do you know?
Well, we used a set of methods, a toolkit that we actually borrowed from evolutionary biology called phylogenetic comparative methods. And these methods enable you to reconstruct the past in the absence of actual direct physical evidence. So if you think in biology, you've got this very patchy fossil record. The same is true of culture. Archaeology is a very incomplete record of our cultural past. But
at least you've got something physical there.
Yes, that's right. And of course, you do have something physical in the written record that we can look at some stories going back, a certain period of time.
Yeah, but not 6,000 years.
Not 6,000 years, because we're talking about a time before the origins of writing.
Exactly.
So the way in which we've done that is we've excavated information about the past, about our storytelling history, using information that's been preserved through the mechanism of inheritance. So these storytelling traditions have been passed down from generations. So in that sense, they embody their own history. And by comparing the folktales that we find in different cultures and knowing something about the historical relationships among those cultures, we can make inferences about the stories that would have been told by their common ancestors. And that's the approach that we've used.
Well, I would say, lovely to think that Beauty and the Beast might have been being told to children 6,000 years ago. What a wonderful thought. Dr. Jamie Tirani, thanks a lot.
Thank you.